We've been talking about overcoming life. Amen. Amen. Last week, we talked about how eternal life delivered to us. The eternal life delivered to us teaches us about the kind of life that we have. Amen. The way it was delivered to us, how it was delivered to us, the way the initial plan of God in the Garden of Eden. When I mention eternal life here, I'm mentioning the life you receive when you became born again. It's not the same life you received or you had previously. And here I'm referring to your spirit. And over many teachings, we have made the point that a man is not his body. A man is a spirit. What makes you you is your spirit. Your body is a tool. Amen. Yes. And your mind, or your seat, which is the seat of your soul, is also like a glue that brings your true personality through your mind to your body. So a real person is the spirit. So Jesus said, you have to be born again. If you want to be saved, you have to focus on your spirit. Praise God. So when we talk about you being born again, we are referring to your spirit, not your soul and not your body. So when you get born again, your body will not change. It will remain the same. Praise God. Nothing will change in your body. It will remain the same. But there are two places that will change. Your soul will change because the constitution of your soul will change. For the first time, wisdom, God's wisdom, will be channeled into your soul from your spirit, because your spirit has been recreated, and now it has a constitute of the life of God. It possesses the same. It is, I can't say your spirit possesses, but your spirit has become just like God. Okay? And because it's just like God, it possesses the attribute of God, which is what? It has all wisdom. It has all knowledge. It possesses love. It is kind. It is trustworthy. It is all powerful. These are things it possesses, because it is the same life that God has. Then we went ahead to teach you, how do some of these attributes work? Some of them are innate, so the spirit possesses it itself. Some of them manifestation, it is not in the innate. When I say innate, is that it is inside the life. It came with the life. Something like health. Your spirit itself is healing. If something is spoiled, your spirit can heal it. Bible says we have a life-giving spirit. Amen. So health and life, we possess it. But something like, I'm here, then a force comes to me, try to push me away. External force. See, I'm in a human body, or God can be here, just sitting here. It cannot be at the other side. Okay? So then, because the spirit is all powerful and almighty and all knowing, there has to be now a different manifestation of that life, which is seen in the Holy Ghost. Amen. For some of the attributes of God to be manifested, the Holy Ghost must be present. And that's why there is the concept and idea of the Holy Ghost, where God the Father is on the throne and the Holy Ghost proceeds from him and testify of him that he is there, he's God, God is real. How does he do it? In the creation of this world, say, in all creation, every man knows that there's a God. If you look at creation, when God speaks, the Holy Ghost will perform it and you know that there's a God. So that they will not say God spoke and it didn't come to pass. No, the Holy Ghost must perform it. Praise God. So the Holy Ghost also plays parts in the Godhead. For God to be God, there must be Holy Ghost. For God to be God, there must be the Word. Amen. But the God is the Father. So if you too, you have received the life of God, and you have the same attribute of God, then you too, you have the what? The same qualities. The same qualities. And one of the qualities is that you have the Word. Bible says, we are born of the incorruptible, imperishable Word of God, which lives and abides forever. So therefore, we possess the Word. Amen. Is the Word of God is shut up my bones. I can't keep quiet. It must come out. Somebody who's not born again, I would say they don't understand spiritual things. They don't understand it. They don't have it. It is outside them, but we possess it. Okay? It doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. Then, we also now receive the Holy Ghost to further testify of who we are. So then, you have to understand, in living your life, there are some things that you possess innately. You possess it. You have to speak it. You don't need to do anything for it. You are healthy. Amen. I'm healthy. I'm healthy. I'm healthy. From each strand of my hair to the toes of my feet. In every organ in my body. In every tissue in my body. In every cell. In every part of my body. Divine life. It permeates through my body the life of God. Brothers and sisters, the plants and whatever they use to get medicine, it didn't come out by itself. It came out of God. God spoke into being. That tells you the constitute of that plant came from God. Therefore, it's already inside God. Amen. 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 That means that where is the health coming from? Inside God. And now you are the Word itself. So therefore you contain, how they call it, chloroquine. You contain it. Amen. You need it. You speak it forth in the name of Jesus. You contain it. Bible says the Word of God is medicine. It is medicine. In the book of Proverbs. Let's go there. I have a wonderful treasure. It's medicine. Proverbs 4, verse 22. You have a wonderful treasure. That's the Bible. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Let me give you a translation that uses the specific word we are looking for. You should pick from verse 20. The same chapter, verse 20. Dear friends, listen well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate, learn it by heart. Those who discover these words live, body and soul. They are bursting with health. Amen. This is the Message translation. But do you get a point? Believe it, amen. The constitute of health came from the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is a mystery. You are thinking, how can I get well? Maybe I need to take this medicine. Brother, you are the medicine. It's inside you. You produce it. How? You open your mouth. You say, be healed. What happens? That be healed contains a code that produces that type of whatever you need for your body. Because your body is a tool. Your spirit is inside your body. It's using your body as an instrument. Therefore, it can restore it. Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, it said, but if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit will give life. It will give your body some clothes to restore it when it is weak. It will give your body some clothes to restore it when it's sick. This same spirit. Amen. So they are cause of healing. Amen. When we say be healed, we are performing scientific healing. It's not just, you know, some people don't understand these things. We're not jumping into a hole. No, we are walking according to knowledge. Say, my faith is getting greater. Amen. Bible said, the word of God comes to me, my faith grows. It's getting greater and greater. The next time you say, be healed, you understand what is going on. Be healed in my leg. Be healed in my stomach. Be healed in my body. In the name of Jesus, I command health to flow through me. In Jesus' name. But it is praying, heal in Jesus' name. I command every organ of my body to be corrected now. Be corrected now. In Jesus' name. Function properly the way you were created. I correct you. I restore you in full 100% functionality in Jesus' name. If it lacks something, your spirit produces and gives to it. Say, I have faith in the word. Look at Jesus Christ. He created an eye from what? Clay and spit. What the Bible says? He said, if you believe in me, the way I and my Father are one, then you and I are one. He said, as he is, so are we. So therefore, what Jesus can do, he said, greater things shall you do. The word of God has come to you. I have faith. I walk in it in Jesus' name. Amen. So we talk about this. So the life of God, how it was presented to you, will teach you so many things about the life. Even in the first place, the way the life came also teaches you. Okay? What he promised teaches you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember when we talk about Hades? We talk about darkness. We talk about death. Can I ask you a question? Can you answer? I said, tell me, can you talk about life? Life. What is life? I'm going to go a little bit deeper into this message, amen? And I'm going to teach some things. It's not going to be long. I'm happy to see you in church today, anyway. Those have not come to church for 1 year, I'm happy to see you in church, amen. And right now, just greet someone and say, oh, you're looking so nice, I'm happy to see you in church. It has to be like 3 or 4 people, not only 2 people. So you can stand and greet somebody, I'm happy to see you in church. And when you close from church, you don't just go home. Oh, somebody you have not met. Oh, how are you? How are you doing? You know, I just want to get to know you. Eh? My brother, where are my teaching boys? Are you here? Get to know somebody, amen. 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 So, in the house of God, there is what? In the house of God, there is what? Oh, I can't hear you. In the house of God, there is what? Oh, no, I can't hear you. In the house of God, there is what? No. I can't hear you. In the house of God, there is what? And life
forevermore.
And life forevermore. I have found life. Brother, sister, I have found life. I don't need anything else. I am complete in Him. Who's the head of the Godhead? I'm complete in Him. He has everything I need. Yes. God does not want to give you money. No. God does not want to give you long life. No. God does not want to give you anything else. No. All God wants to give you is to give you His life. To make you like Him. To make you a champion, a victor, a success. Amen. Start believing in me. I believe in me. I am someone special. Amen. See, I change this world. I change my life. I transform my life. And I transform this world. I transform my family. I transform my school. In the name of Jesus. God wanted to do something great on earth. He thought about you. And He sent you as a seed to this earth. You are a seed of blessing. Amen. In your home, you are a seed of blessing. In your job, you are a seed of blessing. In this nation, you are a seed of blessing. You are not a nobody. Do you understand? The life of God qualifies you to do great things. Are you hearing me? It doesn't matter who you are, how young you are. Bible says, don't forsake. Don't look down on your days of your youth. Don't think you cannot do anything. When I heard these words when I was young, brother, I changed. It didn't take 1 year. 1 month, I changed. I stopped asking for some things from my parents. My mother knew I had changed. My father knew I had changed. I started believing in me. I told myself, I'm not going to park the same place my father parked. When I'm his age, I'll do bigger things than he did. Because he gave birth to me to do the things he could not do. I'm going to make him proud. I started talking and I said, Mommy, I'm going to make you proud. I started sending that to people. You are helping me say, don't worry, I'll make you proud. I started believing in me. And today I'm telling you, believe in yourself. You have the life of God in you. Are you hearing me? You have the life of God in you. You have the Zoe life of God in you. The same attribute of God that God has, you carry it inside you. Is there a problem? You have the wisdom to solve it. Is there a challenge? You have the ability to overcome it. Bible says you are more than what? A conqueror. Meaning before the fight began, you've already won. Because your abilities are beyond the enemy's abilities. It surpasses the enemy's abilities. Are you hearing me? Shakato robo seleke ramang to robo sete labaya. Likato robo seke talamang no robo jeli babaya. Hey, arokosu to robo jara babaya. It doesn't matter how long the devil drags the issue. It doesn't matter how long he drags it. Brother, in the end, you will come out a victor. You will win in the end. You will win. Suddenly, the devil wakes up. Everything has changed. Because you woke up. You woke up to these words that you have been hearing. We are not nobodies. We are somebodies. Amen. We are not nobodies. We are somebodies. We make a difference. We are not among the numbers. Oh, there are 20,000 per year. No. I'm among the numbers. Yes, if you are counting the people, you have to wait and count me. Singular. Because my contribution is huge. We have only one president in the country. Yes, there's only one you. Hallelujah. You are uniquely made to change this generation, to impart this generation. Let me tell you, don't accept any lie. No. Start sitting down and dreaming, and not dreaming, just only dreaming, but visualizing good things. Because we have the capacity to achieve those things. We have visualized evil things for too long.
always thinking about wrong things, thinking about things that will not go well, thinking about the people we are going to fight, thinking about the people who don't like us, thinking about how the thing will not go well. No, it's enough. Visualize good things because it will happen for you, amen? It is natural for good things to happen to you. Don't you know you have a company of angels that work with you? Don't you know you are royalty in heaven? Don't you know you are the son of the living God? Don't you know that you have a guard post around you? Don't you know you have a shield around you? Don't you know everything you desire has already been prepared for you? He said, I have predestinated your life. Prepared everything you needed. When the need comes, there's a provision. He said, my God shall supply all your needs. Not according to your pocket, your bank account, but according to God's riches. Where, not on earth, but in glory. Are you hearing me? You are special. Say, I'm special. Say, I'm special. Special. I can't hear you.
I'm special.
Are you special?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you are special. You are special. See, this life, I'm going to just re-emphasize on four things. The life of God qualifies us to possess some divine abilities and rights. Some divine abilities and rights because God, Jesus Christ, died for you and gave you the same life he had, which is the life of God. When we say the life of God, I'm just saying, you know, that's why I say the life of God, it can be a little bit confusing to people who are not familiar with that term. When I say life of God, I mean God. Okay? The same way I say a human being, okay? You see, you know a human being, right? If you give birth to a child, you are giving birth to a human being. So when you become born again, you are giving birth to again. That's what the term born again. But this time, you're no longer a human being, you are a God. Because your father is God. So you become a son of God. So we say the life you have is, or the life you are living is a life of God's. Amen? And so that's why we can say, stay somewhere and you have an issue, just speak concerning that issue, it will change. Because only God can do that. Are you hearing me? Do you get it? That's why you need angels. Because you must be able to give commands for it to happen. Because you are royalty. Amen? Hallelujah. So, I'm saying that the life of God qualifies us to possess divine abilities and rights. And the one, number one of these things is, number one, the life of God qualifies to possess divine abilities and rights. Number one, this life grants us immortality in God's presence. We have an immortal life in God's presence. See, every spirit is immortal, just for you to know. The devil is immortal. Everything God creates does not die. Because God cannot kill. They say, who created death? No. They don't know the word of God. They are ignorant. They are children. And when they talk like that, God has not created death. Are you hearing me? So anything God created has not died. Even sinners, when they died, have not died. Do you understand? So when I say immortality, when I say, the first thing is that you have this life grants us immortality in the presence of God. Meaning, this immortality, this life you are going to be living, is going to be in the presence of God. Because those spirits, they also have immortality. They are immortal. The devil is immortal, but it is not in the presence of God. He's outside God's presence. Therefore, he's in what? Darkness. Amen? If you're not in the presence of God, you're not in the presence of light. Therefore, light does not reach you. Therefore, you're in darkness. Amen? So those who are not born again, they are also immortal, but not in the presence of God. Therefore, when the day the Lord comes, he cannot take them along because they cannot live in his presence. Therefore, they cannot live in heaven. Therefore, the only way God can control that people is to cast them in a lake of fire. Not hell. Hell will be put in a lake of fire. Can you imagine? How can hell be put in? Because I explained what hell is last Sunday, right? So if you want to know more, you can listen to the previous message. So hell will be put in a lake of fire. The devil will put in a lake of fire. All beings, all spirits will be put there. Those who do not have the life of God. Because the life of God grants us immortality in God's presence. And that means that this place we are is called the kingdom of God. So we come born again, you gain the right to be in a citizen of the kingdom of God. So I'm a citizen of Zion. Lift up your hands boldly. I'm a citizen of Zion. Hey, are you a citizen of Zion? They say Ghana is not good, so don't worry. I'm not a Ghanaian. I'm a Zionite. Amen. Amen. I come from a different country. Whose builder and maker is who? Whose builder and maker is who? Hey, are you here with me? Whose builder and maker is who? Yes. Say, ye are from Zion, the city of the Most High, in the company of angels, uncountable angels. You are among the first begotten of the dead. You are among the first saints, those who are alive on earth and those who are also in heaven. You are part of this family. Paul said, I pray to God for you, who is the father of what? Of the family that is in heaven and of the family that is on earth. There's a family in heaven, there's a family on earth. Kayo Satamaya. Edinobalino Takadino Salabalino Sarabakatea. Rose Telibaria. What a life. What a country. He said, in Zion, you shall not say what? We are sick. No one can be sick in Zion. Zion. No sickness is Zion. No sickness is done. We are healers. We are wisdom. Amen. You see, we are ambassadors sent from heaven to help the world, to rid the world of darkness and rid the world of evil. We are not evil. You see, Bible says that. Bible says that. They that believe in Jesus have been made free from death. Made free from death. You know what it means? Do you know when we say something have been made free from something? Do you know what we call waterproof? Do you know waterproof? If you put a phone, this phone is waterproof. Okay? So when this phone falls in water, and they tell you the level of pressure that it can... You see, when you go deeper into the sea, the pressure increases. And even if you have the hardest container, if it goes some part of the it will become like it will be broken into pieces because the pressure increases. Okay, but Bible says that we have been made free from darkness. Okay, that means that if you put this phone in water, that doesn't matter how deep it goes, at least the level of pressure it can take, water cannot enter it. You understand? The same way as a Christian, darkness cannot enter you. In any kind of pressure, it doesn't matter the pressure that will press on you, it cannot enter. Do you understand? And darkness is where death is. Death is not in light. Are you getting it? If death is not in your life, sickness cannot come into your life. Because sickness is a symptom of death. Only those who can die can get sick. Does the devil get sick? Eh? Because he cannot die. He's immortal. He's a spirit. So though the devil is in death, sickness will not attach him. But every person who is in this earth, or we call this earth three-dimensional plane, is subject to death. Bible says, when Adam sinned, death entered into the world. Do you know what it means? There was light covering the earth. When Adam sinned, death penetrated and mix with the lights. So if it gets you, it can enter you. When it enters you, sickness starts coming up. Oh, don't you think sand was in the day that God created Adam and Eve? Do you think there was no sand? There was sand. They play in the sand, they walk in the sand. It never gave them any bacteria. Nothing. Don't think sand is what is causing you to be sick. It's not sand. It is darkness, amen. It is darkness that has caused death to enter into your life. When you become born again, Bible says you are made free from death and darkness. Say, the law of spirit and life makes me free from the law and sin and death. Meaning, it cannot enter inside you. It cannot. Which inside you is talking about? It's talking about your spirit. See, it doesn't matter what you do. If death enters your spirit, you might walking like this. You are not sick. Nothing's happening. But every angel sees that you will die in the next 3 years. Because death has already claimed your death in the next 3 years. If you like, become the richest man in the world, you will still die. Become so rich, you can solve every disease, you can cure it, you will still die. He said, oh, he's walking, he fell down, he's sleeping, he fell down, he's dead. Death enters your spirit, you will die, no matter what. The day it desires to take you, to take you. Do you get it? So now, as a Christian, death cannot enter your spirit, so therefore you cannot die. By the decision or the wiles of the evil one. The evil one cannot set trap for you to die just like that. So when you find yourself, your body, catching any disease or anything, then what do you do? What you do is that you send life. Because in your spirit, there is no death. There is what? The life of God. Amen? You send some of the life to your body. Because your body was not born again with you. Your body just received something. You received the touch of the Spirit. The body, the Spirit of Him that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. It will touch your body. So your body can be touched by the Spirit. Your spirit can touch it. By the Spirit that works in you. Amen. So you send something to your body. Amen. And you cause it to be strong again. And the key word is it. The key word is this. Heal in Jesus' name. Say it with me. Heal in Jesus' name. Say, you got a cut yet? You put your hand on a cut. Say, cut in the name of Jesus. I command you to heal now. And that's it. It is healed. You don't look at it from the physical point of view. Life is not physical. Amen. We don't rest against flesh and blood. Amen. Are you hearing me? The physical is temporal. The spiritual is it's eternal. If you don't address it spiritually, brother, you have a problem. Say, in the name of Jesus, whatever is causing this, I kill it from your roots in Jesus' name. Sometimes you don't see what is in your body. You can't see what is in your heart. You have some heart pains. You don't know what is there. You cannot open your heart to see it. So say, in the name of Jesus, whatever is causing that pain, I command you to die now and pass out of my body now in Jesus' name. If any devil, it will quickly find its way out. Are you hearing me? Say, I'm a healer, amen. Are you going to be healing? Yes. So, the life gave you access to be in the presence of God. Therefore, you have access to be where? Where? In the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God. That's why you are in church. Therefore, the kingdom of God is like Ghana. Therefore, there is the economy of the kingdom. There's kingdom finances, kingdom lifestyle, kingdom way of life, kingdom mandates. And I tell you, if you're a child of the kingdom, you work for the kingdom before you work for yourself. God would not God gave everything for you. He would not accept half things. If you are here and you are somebody that the church needs you to do something in the church, don't give the church your second best. Give your church your first best and give whatever you're doing your second best. Yes. Yes, that's what the Bible says. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Whatever the kingdom needs, you give it your best. Give it your best. God has not accepted lukewarm things, neither hot or cold. Those who are lukewarm have identity crisis. If somebody is not praying with you, you see, sometimes when you are not praying, it's because you don't know who you have not accepted to follow God fully yet. And you think following God is where? Following the church. Because he said, in the kingdom, he said, Peter, I'll build my church. I'll build my kingdom on you. So the kingdom is the church. Are you hearing? So if you have not decided to follow the church, you will not pray. But if you want to pray while you sleep, if you have been sleeping in prayer, it's because of that. You are not You have an identity crisis. You have not yet sure, you are not yet convinced, persuaded that you will live for Jesus and you will fight for Jesus with everything you have. It's not yet a conviction yet. You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? You have an identity crisis. You have one foot in this world and another foot in the God's kingdom. Something's pulling here, something's pulling here. So I've done Van Damme. And the more you stretch, the more you go. Some people have stress. Now, they are not good here. They are not good here. They're just in the middle. And there's those who are very cold. If you're talking to them about anything in the kingdom of God, it's always so cold. They are so cold. They are not hot. They are not on fire. If you are like that, you can't accept it. Because God will not accept it. You cannot pray. You cannot join any committee. You cannot achieve any results. Nothing will have work with you. Nothing will work with you. Do you understand? If you want to serve God, you have to be hot. And as prayer, God will have. And if I don't pray, I sleep. Because prayer is where the power is. Amen. So the kingdom has kingdom finances. You know, kingdom way of life. That's why you come to church every day to learn about the kingdom. Amen. We have the law of love, the life of faith, the life of visualization. So when you think all the idea, all the, you see, if you are born again and you yeah, now you are sick. You are feeling, you can't say you are sick. You can say, I'm not feeling well. Feeling well is not the same as I am sick. You say, I'm sick. You say, I have become the sickness. Do you understand the construction words? Words are important. Say, I am sick. I am what? Sickness. You say, I feel sick. I'm feeling something. And because this body is not for me. This body is not me. Amen. My spirit, I feel something. Which is, something is not working well in my body. So what do I do? I go and I look at that thing and say, feel well in Jesus' name. Amen. Heal in Jesus' name. Why am I saying heal in Jesus' name? Because I've learned from God's word that I have the life of God in me. That I have divine health in me. So I'm acting it. But I have to learn it first. That's why church service and the word of God, studying the word of God, it's so, 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 so important. That's why we sing this song. I have a wonderful treasure. The gift of shall travel together, my Bible and I. Amen. Are you hearing me? Hey, I have four things to talk. So that means that you are not done with overcoming life, because I want to end with this one, with the first one. So the next one is we possess righteousness. I'll talk about it. The power that we possess the power to stand and live in the name of Jesus. And the fourth one is we receive the Holy Ghost. So we're going to end with, we have immortality in the presence of God, which means that we have what? We have access, rights to be called citizens of the God kind. Of the God kind. I'm not saying that I'm a God. The Bible is saying that ye are what? Gods. And the children of what? Should we get that scripture? Because I want you to see that scripture. Before the pastor, you might not say we are gods. How can you say that? How can you say that? You man, you're calling yourself God. Hey, this pastor, I don't even know. Psalm 82:6. If you can help us with Psalm 82:6. The laptop is not on yet. I have to put this thing on. Let me read it for you, okay? Somebody should read for me. From New King James, I'm 82:6. Someone should read for me. I don't want to read it so that maybe Pastor Emmanuel's Bible is talking about this. Someone's Bible has said it, so we can verify it. Right? Who's reading?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, sir. Psalm 82:6. I have said, Ye are gods.
Ye are what? You are what? So you are you a god?
Yes, sir.
And they ask you, can you say that? Say Psalm 82 verses. Read it for me. Read it for me. Tell them, read it for me. Say, if you don't read it, we will not go here. Read it for me. Say, brother, read it for me. Bring your phone. Let me get. Cause fire is there. Cause fire is giddy giddy. Read it for me there. The person tell you that ever, if the person ever open their mouth, you teach them, you start the Bible class right there. Are you hearing me? I want to say, read it for me, read it for me. Psalm 82, verse 6, read it again.
He said, I have said, ye are gods.
And what?
And all of you are children of the Most High.
Are you hearing that? If you are a child of God, what are you? A son of God. Son of God. Son of God. I have the God life. I have the God life. So, brothers and sisters, when we say stay in your room and speak concerning your life, we are saying that because you have a God life. You can stay in your room and sit down. Eh? You can pick a seat. Somebody get me a seat. You can do that. You can do that. You can stay in your bedroom and sit down like this and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm a success in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, everything's working together for my good. In the name of Jesus, I walk in wisdom. Amen. This issue, I have solutions for it in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I cannot be defeated. Nothing can defeat me. I'm a success. I'm a success. I'm a success. This issue is not bringing me under. I'm walking over it. Yes, I walk through the fire. It does not consume me. I walk through the water. It does not drown me. I walk over and above in the name of Jesus. I am more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. Greater is He that is in me. Yes, something greater is in me. That something greater is He is in me than what is in the world. Therefore, nothing in the world can defeat me, including this issue. It cannot defeat me. Cannot defeat me in the name of Jesus. I walk over and above it. You are speaking. You are speaking. You are speaking. You are speaking. It's like adding tongues. Sakato robo shekita. You are searching your hearts. Man toro koso toro bushikita gaya. And linka toro bushikita. Yeah. And they're not to be stared. Like 30 minutes in, 40 minutes in, they're not to be stared. Le bro, do robo, jerry, baba. Say in the name of Jesus, you devil that is causing that confusion in that place, I command you now to come out of that place. I cut you off over the people. I cut you off now in Jesus' name. They are responding to me in Jesus' name. Yes, you have released a decree. Bible says that where the word of the king is, there is what? Where the word of the king, there is what? Bible says Jesus is the king of what? 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 Kings. So who is the other king? He's talking about you. You are royalty. So you're a king. So what you speak comes to pass. As you are speaking it, what's happening? The Holy Ghost is performing it through the angels of God. It is a right you have. Don't it's a right you have. So if you don't do it, nothing will happen. Do you understand? It's like you might think, why is this happening to me? Why? Oh God. I've been praying, I've been doing this, I've been doing this, oh God. I've been suicide, I've been doing this. You can say that all you want, nothing will change. Can you imagine? A king, and there's some ruffians at his border who's causing trouble for his villagers and everything. The villagers come and complain to him that this is happening, and he say, "Oh, he has a huge army of millions." And he say, "Oh, why is this happening to me? Why can't they just leave me alone? Because I've done to them. I'm a good person. I'm a nice person. These people are very wicked. He starts calling his wife, talking to his wife, calling his friends. These people are worrying me. They're worrying me." Can you help me with this? Can you help me with this? The wife and the friend will say, is this man serious? You have a million standing army beside you. And you say, why is this happening to me? Give the word now! Say, go to that place and eliminate all of them. You reach that, you're not finished. They're already standing there waiting. When they hear they say, king has given the word, that's the end. The people are gone. They are all eliminated. Say, king, in the next 5 seconds, you receive the word back. It is done. What are you talking about? The greatest power it is inside you. Bible says, greater is He that is in you than all the powers that is out there. Are you hearing me? Say, Jesus Christ, because you obeyed unto death, has been given a name that is above every name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, that every knee should bow, every tongue should confess. Why are they bowing? That in heaven they're bowing. The powers of heaven is bowing. Do you understand the powers of heaven? Do the powers of the powers are the angelic powers and the God powers. The Holy Ghost is the Holy Ghost responds to the name of Jesus. He listens to the name of Jesus. Are you hearing me? He said, I will send you another one like me. And when he comes, he will testify of me. Meaning he will testify of my name. So he said, if you bow anything on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. Meaning it will be supported in heaven. See, the confidence of that use of words is that anything that is bound in heaven, nothing else can oppose it. Do you understand? If you bound anything on earth, something can oppose it. The things, the powers that are beneath you can oppose it. Do you understand? Since if you bound it on earth, you need, you see, we in heaven must support you. Do you get it? Your engine room is not here. It's not how fine you are. Do you understand? How much money you have in your bank account? That's not your engine. Your engine room is up there in heaven, amen. And you know something beautiful too? We'll talk about that some other time. But otherwise, I may get you thinking about so many things. Yes, that's what your engine room is. Your power room is there. You say, every knee shall bow in heaven. And also on this earth. And also underneath the earth. Let nothing move you. Learn to use that power. Say, in the name of Jesus. Somebody's troubling you. Somebody in your school is troubling you, trying to fail you and all that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I speak to this man. I speak to his spirit. Let the fear of God come on that person. When the person sees me, let the person fear to do me wrong. And I speak and I instruct English right now to cause situations to happen that he will be afraid to do those things now. And I speak to those devils that's causing him to do those things. I cut you off over him now in Jesus' name. When you make such a decree, it won't take 3 days, 4 days. The person will just change immediately. You'll be surprised. That's the power you carry in your spirit. Are you hearing? Are you hearing? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want you to, at this moment, to just close your eyes and make decrees. Understand that you have the life of God in you, that you have authority in the name of Jesus over your life, over everything concerning you. It's in the name of Jesus, we decree now that all things are working together for our good. Men are responding to us. Men are favoring us. We thank you, O Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, for the powers of heaven are behind us. We thank you for the move of the angels on our favor. We thank you for the advocates of the angels on our favor. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we cut off all the evil ones in our families. We cut them off over our families, over our businesses, over our health, over our finances, over everything that concerns us. We cut the devil off now in Jesus' name. We bind him. Him and his cohorts, we bind them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, from touching anything up that is precious to us. Father, we move forward. We increase in hundredfolds. We increase in hundredfolds. We live a life of purpose, a life of wisdom, a life of joy, a life of understanding, a life of greatness and victory forever and evermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Our prayer has been answered of God. Hallelujah. Everything is made well. You see, after service like this, you feel so good. You feel so good. Yeah? You feel so good because you see, everything has been made well. That's the power of God. Amen. That's the power of God. Oh, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your hands. Be on your feet. I speak now against every disease, any spirit of infirmity. that has put his hold over your body. I speak to those spirits now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I command them now to take their hands off you. I stand in Jesus' name, and I command them to take their hands off you now in Jesus' name. Yes. Yes. I speak healing over your body. I speak health to your body. I speak restoration to your body. I speak strength to your body. Strength to your body. Strength to your mind. Strength to your spirit. I declare you are whole in every part of your being in the name of Jesus Christ. Greater wisdom, greater grace, greater ability. I speak peace into your family. Peace into your home. Peace into your hearts. In the name of Jesus. Yes. You're not confused. You know what to do all the time. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 At this moment, you take your tithes and offerings. Bless the Lord with you. Thank you.